It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome. Nate Lull on WCDO tonight. It's a doubleheader as we come to you live from Afton Central School. Set to be a fun evening of basketball here tonight as it's the Unitego Spartans visiting Afton for this doubleheader. They like to do these quad games, some of the schools in the MAC, and so they'll do the two JV games, the two varsity games, all at one site. It's certainly a lot of fun. I think it's especially nice for the parents who all have kids who might be on JV, varsity, whether they be boys or girls. You can see all the games in one location. So at 6 o'clock, we'll have the girls' game here first as they're warming up right now, Unitego and Afton. And then around 7:30, we will have the boys' game between Unitego and Afton. I want to welcome you into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Stop by for all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department. Chambers and O'Hara wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's games. Our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Two teams that are looking to prove themselves in the MAC here this season. Unitego has a good returning cast of characters when you look down the roster between Hazel Hanel, of course, as well as Bailey Faulkner. But it's some of the newcomers that I think a lot of people are making the trips out to see for the Unitego girls. Of course, the Perry sisters, who are in eighth grade, Megan Perry and Morgan Perry, very good athletes, and I think the pedigree they come from, their family, a big basketball family, certainly adds into that, and excited to see them here playing tonight. And it's not like they're new to the varsity level. They played varsity soccer this year. They're used to playing with these teammates, some of the older girls on the team. So they are very good athletes as well. You add in some of the girls who came up from JV a year ago. Morgan Newman is going to be a big presence as well. And some of the other girls that are going to add into this are the Jackie Zabrils, the Megan Fortons, the Callie Walkers on this team. So certainly Unitego has a lot of pieces to work with longtime new head coach Bob Z. Of course, Bob has been in the area for a long time with the Oneonta girls, among some other teams, but I think he's most well-known for that, a state championship back in the late 90s. So certainly for him to come out of retirement to step into this Unitego position is certainly great if you're a Spartans fan, but I think it speaks to what maybe they have coming down the road. He sees the talent that's there and wants to be involved with it. On the other side for Afton, we've seen them once already this year. We were over at the Pat Grasso Girls Tournament early on. This is a team that certainly has some pieces as well. You lose Shikari Koss from a year ago, but you have some of the pieces left over. Paige Polizzi is certainly one of the players that's going to lead this team, one of the captains, was an all-star at the Lawrence Tournament, and she's going to have a big night here tonight. Good outside shooter, very fast, and good defense as well. We saw her in that Lawrence Tournament single-handedly get a 10-second call just because of her man-to-man defense in the backcourt. So we know that she is certainly somebody who can help, as well as Keegan Winans. She's a senior that is very strong on this team, and if you know the Winans name, very famous here across the board, whether it be boys or girls, sports in Afton, whether it be basketball or softball or baseball. Of course, all the Winans that have come through here are certainly great, so she's going to have to step up tonight. There's also some injuries. So I know a few JV girls are coming up over the next few games to help out this Afton squad for head coach Lacey Stanton. So some of those players are going to figure into the mix as well. But they're just going to need a solid effort not only on defense, but they're going to have to find a way to score some points. In that Lawrence tournament, they were cold for a couple of quarters before they started to heat up against Gilbertsville Mount Upton. And so if they can get off to a good start here tonight, I think that's the key against this Unitego team that certainly has pieces on defense and on offense. Again, it's the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show, a doubleheader here tonight. So if you want your basketball fix, we are certainly going to have it over the next couple of hours. We will have the girls' game here at 6 o'clock. The boys are going to tip off at about 7:30. So we're going to pause for the playing of the national anthem, as well as the starting lineups here tonight for the Afton girls and the Unitego girls. Set to be a fun one here tonight. We got this doubleheader here tonight, and then this weekend we're looking at heading up to the Morris tournament and broadcasting the two championship games up from Morris at 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. on Saturday. There's a bunch of MAC, Tri-Valley, and Delaware League teams all in that tournament, so we certainly wanted to get up there for that on Saturday if you might be keeping score at home and marking the calendar. So we'll step away. We'll take a quick break for the national anthem and the starting lineups. I'm Nate Lull. Make sure you join us all evening long here on WCDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersO'Hara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, or call 563-4311, or visit online at ChambersO'Hara.com.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Del High Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianTheFotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianTheFotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
Hello, Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley.
I need to order pizza.
Son, we don't have any pizza on our menu.
Well, then, can I get a cheeseburger?
Well, son, we don't have any food on our menu. In fact, we don't even have a menu. This is Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley. I think you have the wrong number.
This is the right number. I heard your ads on the radio, and you said that you had something for everyone.
And we do, with wood flooring, rough-cut lumber, kiln-dried or green, casings, baseboards, wainscoting, and more. By the truck load or by the piece. We can help with all your wood needs, but we don't do food.
If you don't do food, you must be awful skinny.
Well, I've got a car, so I can go pick up a pizza if you want.
Great, while you're at it, my mom wants a salad.
The quality of your wood just got better. Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley. Since 1977, a half mile north of the intersection of Route 7 and Route 8 in Sydney. Call 563-4300.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO as we get set for the Unitigo girls taking on the Afton girls here for this doubleheader. We're going to have the girls game at 6, and then we will have the boys game at 7:30. Let's do our Unitigo starting lineups here. First, a junior, number 13, Megan Fortin. A junior, number 15, Bailey Faulkner at 5'10", so she's got some nice size down low here for Unitigo. An eighth grader, number 20, Megan Perry. Also, her sister, eighth grader, number 21, Morgan Perry. And, of course, senior, number 25, Hazel Hanel for head coach Bob Z. On the other side for Afton and head coach Lacey Stanton. Let's see what she goes with here tonight because they do have some injuries that are going to cause a little bit of a problem here. I know they called up a couple of different JV girls to help out here for tonight's game. So they're going to start with senior number 3, Paige Palizzi, also with senior number 5, Keegan Winans. They're going to have sophomore number 13, Samantha Scolier, a junior number 14, Madison Riley, and a sophomore number 15, Casey East, for head coach Lacey Stanton. Afton is in the home white uniforms tonight. The black and the red trim says Afton in black lettering across the front of the uniform there. Unitigo is in their road. I'd call it a hunter green uniform with the white trim and the black trim as well. It says Spartans in white and black lettering across the front of the jersey there. As both teams finishing up being introduced here, Unitigo, a team that made sectionals last year in Class C, kind of up and down all year, but certainly had the talent, and certainly had the talent again this year to make some noise in Class C. Afton had a little bit of a down year a year ago, did not make sectionals in Class D, but this year still very early in the season, and if they can get things going, I think the D bracket, of course, is going to have some very loaded teams at the top, but everybody else who could fill in, I think Afton could be right there along the way. So Afton is going to go right to left to start things off. Unitigo left to right as both teams are getting their final walkthroughs with each coach getting ready for the contest here. Again, want to thank you for joining us previously for the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney with the holidays coming up. If you have family coming into town, you might need an extra car. Stop over for a great rate on daily rentals at Chambers and O'Hara. They wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Again, Afton going right to left on your radio dial, and Unitigo left to right. 2 8th graders in the starting lineup here for Unitigo tonight. Excited to watch them play. We've heard a lot about them. Unitigo wins the opening tip, and they'll look to shoot from the right side. Shot is off, but Bailey Faulkner is there to scoop it up and put it in. So Bailey Faulkner with the opening 2 points of the contest for Unitigo. And we're just 15 seconds in. Paige Palizzi with the ball down the right side of the floor. Dribbles in front of the Unitigo bench. And we'll pass it back up to the top of the three-point arc for Madison Riley. Back for Winans on the left side. Her shot's off the mark. Rebound for Unitigo. They're looking to run. Here's Hazel Hanel in transition. Off the glass and in. And Hazel Hanel with her first 2 points of the night. The senior 5'4" point guard. Very, very quick. One of the quickest players in the area, I'd say. 4-0 lead for Unitigo over Afton early in the first quarter. Winans dribbles down low, looking again for Samantha Scullier. Off her leg out of bounds and goes back to Unitigo. Spartans are in the green uniforms, the black with the white trim. 7:10 to go, first quarter here live from ACS. And Unitigo with a 4-0 lead. This will be interesting for me as well to see what Unitigo runs on offense now. A new coach, obviously some new looks. Bailey Faulkner with a shot right side, baseline no good. Rebound for Unitigo. That one's off the mark for Morgan Perry. A rebound and a foul is called, and we'll see who it's on. Looks like Hazel Hanel as Keegan Winans ripped down that rebound for the Crimson Knights. So Afton will hold on and get the ball here at half court. 6:51 to go in the first quarter. 4-0 lead for Unitigo over Afton on the road here. A MAC girls contest tonight live in Afton. Here's Afton going right to left. They go right to the right wing side. Madison Riley down low on the right low block is going to be called for a double dribble. Ball goes back to the Lady Spartans with 6:40 to go in the first quarter. And Unitigo will bring it up the floor once again with Hazel Hanel. Hanel to the right side of the floor again as Unitigo goes left to right. They zip it back to the far side in front of the Afton bench. Back to Hanel, right side, down low, stripped and taken away by Paige Palizzi. And a foul on the play by Bailey Faulkner. They tried to go down low to the right low block on a little backdoor pass. Palizzi read that very well, stole it from her, started to take off, and then Bailey Faulkner reached out, grabbed her arm. So that's the second foul as a team on Unitigo. Palizzi gets it back, finds Keenan Wyden, baseline on that far side, hits the ball off the leg of Morgan Perry and out of bounds. So Afton will inbound underneath their own hoop with 6:20 to go in the first quarter. 4-0 lead for Unitigo over Afton in this girls' contest tonight. Here's Winans in the corner for a three. It's short. Rebound for Palizzi in the land of the trees. Puts it up and in. Paige Palizzi, only 5 feet tall, somehow got that rebound, puts it right back up and in. It's 4-2. Just 2 minutes into the contest. Here's Hazel Hanel. Rotates the ball to Morgan Perry on the far side. Back for Hanel at the foul line. Back to the left side. Dribble drive for Bailey Faulkner now. Dumps it off in the paint, up and in. And Bailey Faulkner using that 5'10" frame to put it home. Unitigo leads Afton 6-2 with 5:45 to go first quarter. Nate Lull with you on WCDO. Thanks for joining us tonight. As Afton takes one down low for Samantha Scullier. Turnaround shot is short, no good. Rebound for the Spartans. And Hazel Hanel is off to the races. Stops in front of the scorer's table on the left wing side. Now into the offensive end of the floor. Kicks one back across for the Perry girl. Shoots it up for Morgan Perry. Off the mark, no good. Rebound for Afton. Also, thanks to our listeners tonight on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy, as always, of Sydney Federal Credit Union. Down low for Casey East. Up off the glass. No good. Went all the way around the rim before popping free. But a rebound comes down for Madison Riley. She passes down low for Casey East through her hands and out of bounds. Nice rebounding, though, by Afton on that possession. They just couldn't finish. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. It's 6-2. Unitigo on top of Afton. Back for Hazel Hanel to the right side. Into the corner for Bailey Faulkner. Back for Hanel. Reversing it to the far side. Looking for Morgan Perry. Good ball movement here by the Lady Spartans with 10 on the shot clock. Ball on the right wing side. Back to the foul line. Step in shot for Unitigo's Morgan Perry. No good. Rebound for Afton. Once again, Madison Riley is there. So we hit 4.5 to go first quarter. 6-2. Unitego on top here on the road at Afton, and now we will have Keegan Winan stepping out of bounds on the far side as she just got pushed a little bit there by that double-team defense of Unitego and stepped on the line. 4.5 to go first quarter, 6-2 the score. Unitego on top of Afton here on the road. As Unitego brings the ball down the floor to the left side, into the corner, off the hands on the far side of Megan Fortin and out of bounds. So 4:20 to go first quarter. Again, the Lady Spartans leading the Lady Crimson Knights 6-2. And Unitego gets it in. Long shot there from Megan Fortin. No good, and a rebound for Keegan Winans. She'll sprint up the floor here for Afton. Winans into the right side corner. Looking to work it down low, up off the glass. Nice job there by Samantha Scullier to put it in. Her first 2 points of the night, and it's 6-4 with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. And here is Hazel Hanel to the right side for Bailey Faulkner. Little give and go back to Hazel Hanel. 20 on the shot clock, far side for Megan Perry. Inside for Hazel Hanel, intercepted and stolen away there by Paige Palizzi. Her second steal of the contest here for the Afton Lady Crimson Knights. They go far side for Casey East. Dribble drive into the paint, back for Palizzi. The jumper is short, no good. Rebound Unitego. They look to bring it up the floor here with Morgan Perry. Long outlet pass ahead for Megan Fortin, and that one is up and in. First bucket of the night there, and Unitego takes an 8-4 lead with 3:20 to go in the first quarter. Here is Palizzi, dribble drive, gets into the paint, stripped, but Afton comes up with the loose ball, and now it's stolen right back by Unitego. Here's Bailey Faulkner with a breakaway layup off the glass and good. And Bailey Faulkner with 6 points. An early good start for Faulkner, and Unitego leads 10-4 with 3 minutes to go first quarter. Here is Palizzi over the half-court line, passing to the far side for Casey East. East with the little shuffle off here for Scullier. And it was knocked away by Unitego. They'll say it was a kick. With 2:50 to go first quarter, it's Unitego leading Afton 10-4. Doubleheader here tonight. The girls underway. The boys between Afton and Unitego lead about 7:30. We'll bring both of those contests to you here tonight. Steal now by Unitego. Great job by Morgan Perry. Dumping one off here for Hazel Hanel. She's stripped as she goes up for the layup. And we'll have a foul, I believe, here on Palizzi in the lane. That'll be a hold, as Hanel was going up for the layup. With 2:45 to go first quarter, Unitego leading 10-4 on the road here at Afton. They get the ball in. Shot is short there for Megan Perry. Rebound for Afton, but they will travel with Casey East as she was looking for that quick outlet pass. So 2:35 to go first quarter. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. Thanks for joining me. Exciting doubleheader night. We'd like to do this every year on CDO. Long shot in the corner for Megan Fortin. Draws nothing but air, and the rebound is tipped out of bounds. We'll go back to Afton. So this is kind of what we talked about in the pregame show. If Afton can hang around and score some early buckets, I thought it was imperative for them to get a good start. And they have. They played very good defense. They just need some shots to fall as they trail by 6. 10-4 with 2:20 to go in the first quarter. Here's Palizzi, left side. Deep three is short. Just too short there. Nick the front of the rim. Rebound for Unitego. Here's Hazel Hanel down the floor, up off the glass, but she traveled. And I think that was because of the good defense, not only of Casey East, but Paige Palizzi, who was hustling back. And I think Hazel Hanel might have heard the footsteps, took that extra step, and traveled before she put the layup up. 2:10 to go first quarter. Still a 10-4 lead. Unitego on top of Afton. Some substitutes coming in here for the Lady Spartans. And for Afton as well, as we'll have a traveling violation on Janelle Volk as she tried the dribble drive down on the baseline in the right corner. 2 minutes to go first quarter. It's 10-4 as Unitego on top on the road tonight here at ACS. Into the corner for Morgan Newman, who is newly checked in for the Spartans. Here is Newman in the corner, passing one back up to the top of the key here for Jackie Zavril. Far side for Morgan Perry. They go down low for Megan Perry. Up top for Zavril. Pump fakes, gets in the lane. Little floater off the back rim. No good. Rebound for Zavril. That won't go. Rebound for Morgan Newman. And finally it's stolen away by Paige Palizzi of Afton. She sprints up the floor to the right side. Dribbles it, I believe, off of... Oh, they're going to say it went off of her foot. I thought it went off the foot of Morgan Newman and would stay with Afton. But instead goes back to Unitego with 1.5 minutes to go in the first quarter, and Unitego is going to take a timeout. Our score, The UNC Eagle girls 10, Afton 4. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back live from Afton Central School tonight. We have just about a little over a minute to go in the first quarter. 10-4, the Unitigo girls here on top of the Afton girls in a MAC battle here tonight. And as we said in the pregame, Afton hanging tough. Just need to get some shots to fall. They've played good defense. I think they're rebounding well. And a couple of great steals as well. But again, just haven't been able to get those quick points either in transition or through the offense. And we'll see if they can get that going here with a minute 31 to go in the first quarter and a 10-4 lead for Unitigo. And they will, the Lady Spartans that is, will inbound. And they'll have to go the full length of the court here. No press for Afton. And so they will inbound the ball with Megan Perry. Perry in for Jackie Zavril, who will walk it up the floor across the Afton Central logo at half court. And to the left side, looking here for Morgan Perry. For Morgan Newman in the paint. That one off the glass is too hard. Off her hands on the rebound and back to Afton. So another chance for the Lady Crimson Knights to get in the game early here as they'll walk it up the floor with Madison Riley. Riley, the point guard at the moment, will pass one back off for Casey East. East to the right side, leaving one for Tracy Hatton. Lost it to Morgan Newman. Breakaway layup, up and in. And Morgan Newman in for her first 2 points of the game. And it's Unitigo 12 and Afton 4 with 55 seconds to go first quarter. Here's Palizzi to the left side. Dribble drive up off the glass and no good, but she's fouled. Nice move there. Split two defenders. Hit it off the glass and got hacked on the arm, so she'll go to the line. Palizzi with 2 points, looking to add to it here from the charity stripe with 50 seconds to go in the opening quarter. So Palizzi steps in again. We mentioned in the pregame was an all-star at the Pat Grasso tournament in Lawrence to start off the year as she misses the first shot here from the line. Unitigo with a substitution as Callie Walker steps into the contest. And Bailey Faulkner will go get a little bit of a rest for the end of the first quarter. Second shot for Palizzi, rims around and in, so she has 3 points, and it's Unitigo leading Afton 12-5. We're under a minute to go in the first frame. Unitigo going right to left. They pass to the far side for Morgan Perry. She steps out of bounds, and it goes back to Afton. So this could be a nice momentum builder here for the Lady Crimson Knights if they can score here. Maybe on the last possession of the first quarter for them. They go to the high post for Casey East, but will have a traveling violation. Just shuffled her foot there as she got the ball at the high post and gives it right back to Unitigo. 38 seconds to go first quarter. The Lady Spartans on the road with a 12-5 lead tonight at Afton. Zavril with the ball outside the three-point line. Goes down low for Walker. Stripped and another steal. Good defense again by Afton, this time by Madison Riley. Riley down the right side of the floor, a little crossover move, tries to go to the corner, stripped and taken away. Here comes Unitigo, and Morgan Newman will back it out. 15 seconds to go in the first quarter. Shot clock is off, and we'll see what Unitigo can do with this last possession of the first quarter. Into the corner now, looking for Megan Perry. Up top for Zavril. 5 on the clock here in the quarter. They go down low for Walker. Up off the glass, no good, and that'll do it. The end of the first quarter, and the Unitigo girls on the road with a 12-5 lead over Afton. We'll step away and be right back. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO Sports.
The Catskill Shed Company is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure you check out Catskill Shed Company on Facebook for great photos of a variety of sheds, cabins, cottages, garages, outdoor furniture, and more. If you need help and guidance on how to best set up your new building, Catskill Shed can help with that too. From pouring a concrete pad to delivering it right to your property, they are there every step of the way. Call 320 5005 or stop by the corner of Routes 7 and 8 in Sydney, across from the Speedway. Like them today on Facebook for current discounted items. Catskill Shed Company, 320-5005.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lowell with you on WCDO. Jim Tomeo back in our Main Street Sydney studios. Big thank you, as always, to Jim. Started the second quarter with the score 12-5. And Afton will have the ball. Paige Palizzi will inbound directly in front of the WCDO broadcast booth. We're here at midcourt at Afton. They always do such a nice job setting us up here. Can't say thank you enough to the athletic staff that helps us out with that here. And anytime I come, it's just fantastic. Keegan Winans in the corner now for the Lady Crimson Knights. They try to pass one into the high post, but it's stolen away there by Hazel Hanel for Unitigo. And again, the Lady Spartans going left to right will bring it down the floor. Into the right side corner, Morgan Newman, spot up jumper, no good. Rebound for Afton and an outlet pass to Keegan Winans. And Winans will leave one off for the point guard here, Paige Palizzi, who will bring it up the floor to the right side. Passing one for Samantha Scullier. Her jumper is no good and a rebound for Unitigo. That's the eighth grader, Megan Perry, walks it up the floor. Both Perry sisters, both in eighth grade. Megan and Morgan both starting here for the Unitigo Lady Spartans this year. Here is Morgan Perry to the left side. Passing one back for Hazel Hanel. Nice pump fake. Gets into the lane and is fouled here by Keegan Winans. And they'll say, I believe, that that's a shooting foul. Yes, and it will be on Winans for Afton. 7:04 to go, second quarter. Here's our foul situation. Just reset. It's kind of a refresher, folks, that in the girls' game now, there is no more one and one. They get five fouls per quarter. They reset it. And when you hit the five fouls, you're automatically shooting two. So Unitigo will get the ball in down low and pop it back up towards midcourt to start up the offense with Hazel Hanel. Drives all the way to the hoop, stripped by Winans. Great play there. Ball comes loose, rolls out of bounds, and we'll go back to Afton. This is what I'm talking about with this Crimson Knights club. Offensively, sometimes they struggle, but on defense, very scrappy bunch. And they are showing it here tonight, trying to stick around with Unitigo. 6:40 to go, second quarter. Unitigo leading Afton 12-5. Here's Palizzi with a baseline drive, throws it up, it goes in, and she's fouled. Palizzi with 5 points, and she'll look to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. That was a nice drive. Went in front of the Unitigo bench, down low to the low block. Oh, actually, they're going to call this a charge. Oh, my goodness. I thought that was going to be an and-one type of play, but instead they call a charge, and I don't think the Afton faithful are pleased with that call here. Shot for Unitigo up off the mark, and no good for Deanna Serrar. And Afton comes back the other way. Here is Keegan Winans down low for Palizzi. Tries that jumper again, no good. Rebound off the mark as well there for Scullier. And the loose ball comes a free again. And we'll go back to Unitigo. Here's Perry with a spot-up jumper. It's good for Megan Perry. And she's got 4 points. And Unitigo increases their lead to 14-5. Tough call there again on Palizzi. I thought she should have been going to the line, but instead they call a charge. Afton finds themselves down by 9, 14-5, with 5:45 to go in the second quarter. Shot here from Janelle Volk is short, and the ball trickles out of bounds on the rebound. And we'll go back to Unitigo. Again, 5:40 to go, second quarter. You'll want to stay tuned for the Rabideau Energy Products halftime report. We'll get you your scoring summary from the first half, any out-of-town scores that we might have, and talk about the MAC. That's what I'd like to do, some of the girls' teams that will be in the hunt this year and some big games that we have coming up next week. There's one on the 21st that you do not want to miss. We'll talk about that at halftime as well. 5.5 to go, second quarter. Unitigo on top, 14-5. Left side for Megan Perry. Passes down low. Turnaround shot here from the left low block for Morgan Newman. No good. Rebound for Walker, and she's fouled. And now Unitigo kind of turning the tide here. They're doing a nice job on the boards. And Callie Walker, 5'7" senior, wearing number 30 will step to the charity stripe to shoot two for the Lady Spartans. That's three fouls now on Afton in the quarter and none on Unitigo. So Walker to the line, first one off the back rim and gets the roll. The iron is kind there to Walker. She gets the first one. So it's 15-5, Unitigo girls on top of Afton with 5:20 to go before the halftime break. Walker, the second shot, too hard this time. Winans with a rebound for the Lady Crimson Knights. She'll slow it down and now bring it up the floor, going right to left. Winans crossing the timeline, goes down low for Palizzi, up off the rim. No good as she tried that right-handed layup. It wouldn't go down. And Hesel Hanel back the other way, into the paint for Morgan Newman. Right side layup, no good. Another rebound here for Winans. She's doing a great job here tonight on the boards. So Afton trails by 10, 15-5. 4:50 to go before the halftime break. And Palizzi walks it up the floor. Bounce pass to Casey East. Back to the high post for Winans. The jumper is good. Keegan Winans for two. Makes it 15-7, and those are some of the shots they need to go down. With 4:35 to go in the second quarter. Here is Serrar. Finding one back for Hesel Hanel. Bounce pass into the corner for Walker. Left side in front of the Afton bench. They go around the top of the clock here, and Hesel Hanel lost that one. The ball came flying out of bounds and came directly towards our broadcast booth. I feel bad. I think I cost Hez a ball there, as I think with her speed she could have caught up to it but didn't want to run into my table. So I apologize to her. One of the fastest players on the court tonight and in the area for sure. Afton with the ball. Janelle Volk with a three-pointer right side. No good. Ball took a wicked carom off the rim. Bounces out of play. 4:20 to go in the second quarter. 15-7 the score. Unitigo on top of Afton. And Cecil Hanel walks it down the floor to the right side. Finds Serrar looking for options. Bounce pass into the corner for Megan Perry. Perry gets one back out. The jumper too short off the glass. Walker, the rebound stripped there by Scullier. And Afton coming the other way. Another nice steal. And Palizzi with a carry as she speeds down the floor. And the ball goes back to Unitigo with 4:02 to go in the second quarter. Again, the Lady Spartans with a 15-7 lead on the road here tonight at Afton. They get it down low. And a traveling violation on Morgan Newman gives the ball right back here to Afton. And, you know, they've played for a couple weeks, but these still look like some early season woes for both these teams. Some of the traveling calls and the carry. Those are usually the things that kind of start to go away after Christmas time. Now another steal here for Unitigo. As again, Hesel Hanel with the quick hands down the floor, off the glass, rebound, off the miss, comes right back to Hesel Hanel. Kicks one out for Megan Perry. Her jumper no good. Hanel another rebound. Finds Morgan Newman. Her jumper is short. Ball loose again, and this time the Lady Crimson Knights come away with it. And Palizzi wants to slow it down, so she puts on the brakes and walks it up the floor. Crosses the timeline at midcourt with 3:15 to go in the second quarter. 15-7 to score. Steal by Morgan Newman. Morgan down the right side of the floor. Lost it. Rolls out of bounds and goes back to Afton. This is a back-and-forth affair. Both teams just giving the ball right back to each other. And Newman had a breakaway layup, but two Afton players chased her down, and she lost her dribble, and it went out of play. So we hit 3 minutes to go before the halftime break. 15-7 to score. The Afton girls trailing at home here tonight against Unitigo. Casey East with a shot. It's short. Rebound for Palizzi. Kicks it out for Winans. Pump fakes back into the foul line area. Now she'll wisely just pull it back out. 10 seconds on the shot clock. They go down low, up off the glass, and a foul here as Scullier tried the turnaround shot. And it looks like the foul will be on Walker of Unitigo. So Samantha Scullier, a sophomore, will head to the line. Scullier looking for two here, and if she could get both, this would certainly help pull Afton a little closer in this contest. First one for Scullier is short. Not enough mustard on that one. It died on the front rim with 2:45 to go in the second quarter. 15-7 the score. Unitigo on top here of Afton. Doubleheader tonight. The boys will tip off about 7:30, and we'll have that for you as well on CDO. Second shot coming for Scullier from the charity stripe. That one's too hard, and a rebound for Unitigo, and another one for Hesel Hanel. She has a nose for the ball, I tell you. Left side here for Serrar, outside the three-point line, into the corner, They're looking for Megan Fortin. They skip across the top of the zone, back for Hezel Hanel at the top of the key. Left side in front of the Afton bench. Shot for Fortin, no good. Another rebound there for Samantha Scullier. And they pass one out for Paige Polizzi, and she'll walk it up the floor. 2:20 to go before the half. Another big possession here for the Lady Crimson Knights. Can they get another bucket on the board? Back up for Polizzi. Pump fakes on a three. And a straightaway pass now, looking for Madison Riley. Her shot's off the mark, no good. Here's Hezel Hanel down the right side of the floor, off the glass, but she's fouled. Couldn't get it up out of her hands as she was fouled on the way back by Madison Riley. And this will send Hezel Hanel to the line. The 5'4" senior guard wearing number 25 will head to the stripe. Great soccer player and track runner as well for Unitigo when she's not playing basketball. First one is up and good for Hezel Hanel, so she has 3 points. Had a great year last year on the hardwood, too. Just a real smooth player, a heady point guard, just uses her speed but is never out of control with it. Hanel's second shot coming for Unitigo is good. So she has 4 points, and Unitigo with a 17-7 lead with 2 minutes to go before the halftime break. Great track runner for Unitigo as well is Hezel, and just was phenomenal on the soccer pitch for a team in Unitigo that won the MAC and also went to the Section 4 Class C semifinals this season. Afton with a shot from the left side. It's off the mark, no good, as they trail 17-7. Unitigo with another rebound. And they find Nicole Angel in the left side corner, back for Hezel Hanel. They reverse it for Jackie Zavril, right side. Zavril now skips it across for Angel in the corner. For Megan Fortin, her jumper, no good. Ball is loose. Fortin gets it back and finds Hezel Hanel. Back to Fortin. Again, the jumper is short. Rebound for Afton. With a minute 25 to go before the halftime break. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Another big possession for Afton. If they could maybe nail a three, go into the locker room down seven, wouldn't that be huge? And we're going to have a foul on Keegan Winans, who tried to set a screen, and they're going to get her for a hold here with a minute 15 to go before the halftime break. 17-7 our score. The Lady Spartans on top. As Hanel will pass it to the far side for Nicole Angel, who's in front of the Afton bench. And they'll dump one off here for Jackie Zavril. Her shot is short. Rebound for Afton with a minute to go. And Paige Polizzi again will walk it up the floor. The Afton point guard looking to set things up on offense. 20 on the shot clock as they go to Casey East in the corner. They pass down low and a foul on Unitigo. I believe it's going to be on Jackie Zavril. Yes, it is. So 50 seconds to go before our halftime break. 17-7 is the score. Afton with Keegan Winans will inbound on the left side of the floor underneath the basket. They get it back out for Polizzi for three. Gets the roll. Paige Polizzi dials long distance, and she's got 6 points, and it's 17-10. Afton hanging tough. 40 seconds to go in the second quarter. Ball off the foot there on defense of Casey East of the Lady Crimson Knights and rolls out of bounds. 37 seconds left. Before the halftime break, Unitigo with the ball going left to right. They're in their own offensive end of the floor here with 20 on the shot clock. Here's Hanel at the top of the key. Finds Jackie Zavril. Pump fakes on that three-pointer. Passes down low for Morgan Perry. Her shot no good. Rebound here for Afton. And they're going to have 20 seconds left to see if they can get another bucket. They go down low for Paige Polizzi. Turnaround shot no good. Ball out of bounds. Goes back to Unitigo. Polizzi might have rushed that one a little bit there. It was maybe a little bit unaware of how much time she had left on the clock. 15 seconds to go in the second quarter. And to the left side, they pass down low for Megan Fortin. Jumper no good. Rebound on the floor. Both teams fighting for it, scrapping for it. Hezel Hanel comes out of there. Her jumper no good. 3 seconds left, and that's going to do it. Unitigo's not going to be able to get a shot off, and our halftime score is Unitigo 17 and Afton 10. So the Lady Crimson Knights using some of that scrappy defense and good rebounding to hang tough with a very good Unitigo team. Again, our halftime score live from Afton Central School is Unitigo 17 and Afton 10. This is our doubleheader. It's game one. The boys will be at 7:30. So we're going to have a full night of basketball ahead here for you on WCDO. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the Maravito Energy Products halftime report. Again, our halftime score, Unitigo 17 and Afton 10 in the girls' contest here tonight. I'm Nate Lull on CDO. Afton is in the home whites with the black and the red trim. They will go left to right. And we'll have an early steal as Afton will take it away. They go ahead for Paige Palizzi. Down the left side of the floor, the jumper is no good. And a rebound for Keegan Winans. So Afton trailing 17-10. They have it on the right side of the floor. The step-in jumper is good. 2 points for Madison Riley. Very good-looking shot at 17-12. So Afton is hanging tough here. Let's see what they dialed up at halftime to keep this defense going. Unitico to the right side in front of their own bench for Bailey Faulkner. Up for Hazel Hanel. Gets into the paint. Left side. Jumper is off the mark. No good for Megan Perry. Rebound for Bailey Faulkner. She can't get it to go down. Won't find the bottom of the tin. And a rebound for Afton. And Palizzi will slow it down and walk it up the floor. She crosses the Afton Central logo at midcourt. Passes to the left side. Stolen away by Bailey Faulkner. Faulkner trying to go coast to coast. Stops. Pops with a little jumper. No good. Rebound for Megan Fortin. She puts it in. That makes it Unitego 19 and Afton 12 as we're early here in the third quarter, 6:45 left. Afton goes down low to the right low block. They kick it across baseline jumper. Palizzi no good. Keegan Winans the rebound. It's good for two. Winans with 4 points now, and it's 19-14 with 6.5 to go third quarter. Great job there by Winans to follow up that shot from Palizzi. Down low for Faulkner. Off the glass. The kiss is good for Bailey Faulkner, and she's got 8. She was zipping through the lane on a cut and caught that one at the right low block and put it in. It is Unitego 21, Afton 14 with 6:15 to go third quarter. Palizzi to the right side, outside the three-point line. We'll get it for Keegan Winans, who dribbles back to the top of the three-point arc. Tries a lofty pass down low for Scullier, and it's too tall, off her fingertips and out of play. 6:05 to go third quarter. And Unitego gets it back with a 7-point lead, 21-14. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. Megan Fortin with a jumper left side, no good. Rebound for Bailey Faulkner. Turnaround with the hook, that's no good. And a jump ball on the rebound there as Morgan Perry got tied up with Paige Palizzi. And the possession arrow is going to give it back to the Lady Crimson Knights. And now a full-court press put on by Unitego. Palizzi's going to break this one and get to half-court. And they'll dribble it across. Well done as they pass down low, but a block by Bailey Faulkner. Rebound for Keegan Winans. She puts it up off the glass. No good. And a rebound for Scullier, and her tip is good. So she has 4 points, making it 21-16. Afton hanging tough with 5:20 to go in the third quarter. Hazel Hanel at the foul line to the far side, looking there for Megan Perry. Back for Hazel Hanel outside the three-point line. She'll reset on the offense with 10 on the shot clock. Far side for Morgan Perry. For Bailey Faulkner, her right side jumper is no good. Rebound ahead for Afton. Nice job by Casey East to get it ahead before the press could really get set. And here's Keegan Winans outside the three-point line. On the left side, reversing it across. Scullier with the jumper. That one is no good. Rebound on the floor. Somehow, I thought it went out of bounds, but stays in. Paige Palizzi gets it back, and she's fouled. She went toe-to-toe with Morgan Perry, and Perry gets her on the arm for the foul. With 4:45 to go in the third quarter, 21-16 the score. Unitego girls on the road here at Afton, clinging to this 5-point lead. Afton will inbound underneath their own basket. They get it in. Palizzi for three on the left side. It was short. I thought maybe she got a piece of it. Got hacked on the arm, wasn't called, and Unitego back the other way off the rebound. Here is Hazel Hanel into the corner again for Faulkner. Back for Hanel at the foul line, reversing here for Megan Perry. She's gotten stripped of the ball, and a loose ball is picked up here by Keegan Winans. Back up the floor for Palizzi going left to right. 2-3 zone now for Unitego as Afton passes one down low. Lost the ball. That was Casey East, and she steps on the end line and out of play. 4:15 to go, third quarter. 21-16 the score as Faulkner passes it in. And Hazel Hanel will slowly walk it up the floor for the Lady Spartans. Hanel will pass to the far side. A jumper for Unitego is short for Morgan Perry. Again, a rebound for Afton, and they have continued to do a good job of cleaning the glass up here tonight. And now a timeout is taken by Afton head coach Lacey Stanton as the Crimson Knights get it to about midcourt. We'll step away for 30 seconds. 4 minutes left, third quarter. It is Unitego 21, Afton 16. We'll be right back on CDO.
Are you looking to buy or sell real estate locally? Need expert advice? Call Stacy Frazier, Keller Williams Realty, 31 Main Street in Oneonta.
Dealing in residential, land, and commercial listings, Keller Williams is there for you.
Providing the utmost marketing in today's real estate market, Stacy Frazier is a proud sponsor of local high school basketball on WCDO.
Willing all the local teams their best performance, especially the Franklin Purple Devils and Unitego Spartans.
Call Stacy with your real estate questions today at 434-9538
or visit online at stacymfrazier.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
3:45 to go in the third quarter, and Unitego will have the ball and a 21-16 lead as Hazelhainen will walk it up the floor. And Unitego will get set here on offense with Morgan Perry. Stripped of the ball, though, and Afton will come away. And Palizzi will once again slow it down, bring it up the floor. Great zipping pass down low, up off the glass, no good for Casey East. Boy, good pass, and she just couldn't finish. Here's Hazelhainel back the other way. The jumper for Morgan Perry is no good. Another rebound for Afton. And Samantha Scullier ripped that one down off the rim. Paige Palizzi with another pass down low, and this one is knocked out of bounds as Casey East goes up for the left-handed layup, but will stay here with the Afton Lady Crimson Knights. Two good passes down low that Afton just unable to convert. 3:10 to go, third quarter. Outside the three-point line, here for Palizzi. Again tries a bounce pass down low, tipped out of bounds, and will stay with Afton. Afton trying to work it to the interior, down on the left low block. But it was just tipped away by some good Unitego defense there. So Afton runs a little stack out-of-bounds play. They get it in for Keegan Winans. They get one back up for Palizzi at the top of the key with 3 minutes left. Here in the third quarter, Unitego with a 21-16 lead on the road here at Afton. It's going to be a shot clock violation, but a steal first for Unitego. And here's Hazelhainel. Hainel to the right side, passing one back out for Megan Perry. Back for Hainel. Steps in, thought about a jumper, instead will go down low for Bailey Faulkner. Faulkner back out for Hazelhainel, her jumper no good, rebound for Palizzi, and she's fouled there with 2:30 to go in the third quarter. Again, I'm not sure how some of the Afton girls are getting these rebounds. They're anywhere from 5 feet tall to 5 foot two, and they're going into the land of the trees and coming out there with the ball. It's impressive. 2.5 to go, third quarter, and again, Afton will bring it up the floor to the right side for Keegan Winans. Passes into the paint, jumper, good. Samantha Scullier with 6 points, and Afton has trimmed it down to a 21-18 margin with 2:15 to go in the third quarter. Outside the three-point line for Megan Perry, just an eighth grader, zips it across, steal there by Palizzi, knocked it out of bounds at the scorer's table. Continued scrappy defense here tonight from the Lady Crimson Knights in a tight ball game here with 2:10 left in the third quarter. Here is Hazelhainel, the senior for Unitego, passing into the corner in the right side for Bailey Faulkner. Stripped of the ball. Unitego keeps it, though, for Morgan Newman. Her jumper within the paint. No good. Rebound again for Afton. And Sam Scullier comes out of there with the ball and gets it back to Paige Palizzi, who will walk it up the floor, crossing the timeline at the Afton Central logo. Palizzi tries a little floater pass into the paint, knocked away. Here comes Unitego back down the right side, and she's fouled. That's Hazelhainel as she goes up for the right-handed layup. With 1:40 to go in the third quarter, and the Unitego girls on the road leading 21-18. A doubleheader here tonight. The boys will tip off at about 7:30, so we'll have a little break in between games. This is a whale of a girls' game so far here tonight, though. Hazelhainel with the foul shot. It's up and good. So she has 5 points. And Unitego increases it to a 22-18 lead with 1:40 to go in the third quarter. Head coach Bob Z going back to the bench, putting in some fresh legs for Unitego as Hanel's second foul shot, no good, rebound is loose, Afton comes away with it, and an outlet pass here for Casey East, ahead for Paige Palizzi, pump fakes up off the glass, no good with the right-handed layup, gets her own rebound though, kicks it out, Keegan Winans straight away, three is off the mark. No good, and the ball sails out of bounds. So right back to Unitego with 1:25 to go in the third quarter. Unitego leading Afton 22-18. Left side for Jackie Zavril. Serrar now to the right side. Stripped of the ball there by Palizzi. She's off to the races. And Palizzi into the paint, left-handed layup, up and good for Paige Palizzi. She has 8 points, and it's a two-point ball game with 1:05 to go in the third quarter. It is Unitego 22 and Afton 20. Top of the key. Now here for Megan Perry. Kicks it back out for Sarar. Her jumper no good. Gets her own rebound. Ball loose on the floor. Kicks it back out. Zavro left side for two. No good. And a foul on the play. It's going to go against Unitego. And the foul is down low. We'll see who they got this on. With 50 seconds to go in the third quarter, they will get that one on Megan Perry. So Afton is only down 2 points with 50 seconds to go in the third quarter, digging themselves out of a seven-point halftime deficit. Palizzi walks it up the floor for Keegan Winans. Zips one across. Pass down low. Casey East up and good for Sam Scullier. She's got 8 points. We got a tie game, folks, with 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. 22-22. Sarar to the right side, outside the three-point line. Here is Zavril. Starting to run the offense here. There's about a three-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Here is Hazel Hanel into the paint. Passes down low, up off the glass, and good there for Megan Perry. And she's got 6 points. Unitego leads 24-22. 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here is Palizzi back up the floor. Passes into the paint, and we'll have a traveling violation there on Casey East, who was just juggling the ball and came away with a travel. Shuffling her feet as she was trying to get possession there. So 4 seconds left, third quarter. Let's see if Unitego can get it up the floor in time for a shot. Here is Hanel. She's going to have a shot at a three. It's short, and that's going to do it. End of the third quarter with the score. Unitego 24, Afton 22. Should be a great fourth quarter here in the girls' game. Coming up, I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to live high school girls' basketball tonight on CDO.
Need to schedule an appointment to have your vehicle serviced? Hate waiting weeks just to get an appointment? This isn't the doctor's office. It should be quicker. That's why Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney now has 6 full-time technicians on staff to take care of your needs. That means we can schedule you sooner and get you in and out faster and back on the road to your busy schedule. You don't need to be bogged down with a broken vehicle or sitting in a waiting room because the work isn't done yet. The Chambers and O'Hara goal is to get it done quickly, but to also get it done right the first time. Call 563-4311 or visit chambersohara.com today.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessup House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessup House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessup House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. 3 generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessup House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Fourth quarter about to get underway. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. Jim Tamayo back in the CDO studios. Our score, Unitego girls leading Afton 24-22 to start the fourth quarter. Afton with a 12-7 run in the third quarter to get back in this game after they were trailing by 7 at the half. This is a great game here. We should have a great finish. Unitego going right to left in the green with the black and white trim. They have the ball against Afton, who's in the white with the black and red trim to start the fourth quarter. Sarar is on the right side. Passes down low for Bailey Faulkner. Right-handed layup, no good. Rebound on the floor. Somehow, 5-foot-tall Paige Palizzi comes out of there and will walk it down the floor. I'm not sure how she comes down with those rebounds sometimes. Palizzi to the right side. Looking for Keegan Winans as they set up the offense. Great pass down low, but just through the fingertips there of Casey East. Folks, if she comes down with that, she had a wide-open layup, but it just goes through the wickets. 7:20 to go, fourth quarter. A 2-point lead for Unitego. Stay here. We'll take you the rest of the way tonight on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Here's Sarar with a jumper. And that one draws air, flies out of bounds. And we'll go back to Afton with 7:10 to go in the fourth. So Afton will walk it up the floor. And this is 8th grader Olivia Harris-Morris, one of the JV call-ups, who's into the game now for Afton. Passes to the high post. The shot there for Scullier is no good. Ball is loose off the rebound. And let's see what the call is here. We're going to have a foul on Unitego. with 6:56 to go. So Afton will keep the ball. And we'll see what the foul situation is here. The scoreboard is saying that Unitico has four fouls already here in the fourth quarter and one for Afton. I'm wondering if they didn't reset at the start of the quarter like they were supposed to. Winans, left side corner for three. Huge three there from Winans, and she's got seven. And Afton takes a 25-24 lead. Big three-pointer there in the corner. Bailey Faulkner with a turnaround hook, and that one is off the mark. No good. Here's Hezel Hanel. Passes down low. Morgan Newman, her left-handed layup. No good. Faulkner gets it back again. This one off the back of the rim. Again, no good. Just too hard, and those shots will not fall. And Afton with another rebound, they walk it down the floor. 6:20 to go, fourth quarter. Afton on top, 25-24. Here is Winans, left side. Jumper is off the mark, no good. And a rebound comes right out to Hezel Hanel. Breakaway layup is off the glass and good for Hezel Hanel. So she puts it in. She's got seven. Timeout, Unitego will step away as well. 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Unitego girls clinging to a one-point lead on the road. 26-25 over Afton. We'll be right back on CDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
6 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. Also WCDOsports.com. Great game here in this girls' contest to start off our doubleheader tonight. Afton was down by seven at halftime, and they've crawled back into this game. They had the lead after Keegan Winans buried a deep three in the corner just a minute ago, but then a breakaway layup by Hezel Hanel put Unitego back on top, 26-25. So you're not going to want to turn the dial here, folks. A great contest here between Afton and Unitego. Afton's in the white uniforms, the black and red trim. Unitego's in the dark green with the black and white trim. Afton with the ball going left to right. And here is JV call-up Olivia Harris-Morris with the ball. Finds Paige Palizzi on the left side as they go left to right. Now to the high post. A shot here is deflected and stolen away by 8th grader Morgan Perry for Unitego. Ahead here for Hanel. Gets it into the corner, and a jumper for Unitego was good for Megan Perry. And she's got 8 points. Again, just an 8th grader. And it's back to a three-point lead for Unitego, 28-25. Unitego trying to press, but Afton is going to beat it. Winans for a three, off the glass and in. The bank is open for Keegan Winans, and she's got 10. We're tied up 28-28 with 5:25 to go in the fourth quarter. What a shot again by Winans. Pass down low is taken away, stolen by Palizzi. Afton comes away with the ball. And Palizzi will walk it down the floor. A tie ball game with 5:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Palizzi to the left side. Passing down low here for Harris Morris. Turnaround shot. Dies on the front of the rim. No good. Rebound for Morgan Newman of Unitego. And off to the races they come, going right to left. Here's Hezel Hanel trying to go coast to coast. The right-handed layup is no good. Rebound up and in. There for the 8th grader Morgan Perry, and she puts it home. And Unitego back with a 30-28 lead. 4:45 to go, fourth quarter. And here is Palizzi down the floor once again. Finds Harris Morris. Kicks it back off for Scullier. Her shot no good. Rebound for Afton, and Casey East is fouled and will go to the line. And boy, all those foul shots you practice all summer and every day in practice. Coach, these are so boring. Well, now those are going to come into play here with 4.5 left as Casey East steps to the line. No points so far tonight for East. These would be big. First one is short. Dives on the front of the rim. 4.5 to go, fourth quarter. It's the Unitego girls leading 30-28. Our first game of an Afton and Unitego doubleheader here tonight at ACS. Second one coming here for Casey East. And it's good. Nothing but net there for the sophomore Casey East. 1 point game. Unitego 30 and Afton 29 with 4.5 to go. And here is Megan Perry outside the three-point line. Perry down low for Morgan Newman. And let's see, she's fouled and will shoot two. She was at the right low block. and was fouled from behind, looks like, on Scullier. So here's the foul situation. I thought maybe earlier they hadn't reset. Apparently everything is fine on the board, but they have five for Unitigo, so Afton will be shooting the rest of the way. Two now, fouls on Afton. And so Morgan Newman to the line. First shot is no good. Boy, that ball was halfway down, popped back out, and won't go down. So still the one-point lead here for Unitigo. Second shot coming here for the 10th grader, Morgan Newman. Second one, good. So Morgan Newman now with 3 points and a two-point lead for Afton. As they get the ball across the timeline, here is Paige Polizzi outside the three-point line. Passing back for Keegan Winans with 4:15 to go, fourth quarter. Winans throws one across the court there for Samantha Scullier off her fingertips and out of bounds. And boy, Afton sometimes is in love with that cross-court pass, and it's sometimes so difficult to get it there. 4 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Unitigo with a two-point lead. Afton trying to play tight on defense in the 2-3 zone. And here is Megan Perry. Dumps one off for Bailey Faulkner down low, and she's fouled. Third foul of the quarter on Afton. And we'll see if this was a shooting foul or if they're going to put it on the floor. They will say that she's going to shoot two. So Bailey Faulkner with a team-high 8 points, tied with Megan Perry for that honor at the moment, will head to the charity stripe. First shot is good here for Bailey Faulkner, who is sporting the new Rec Specs here this year, I might add. As a guy who wears glasses all the time, I can appreciate that. If you need to see him, if you need to see, you need to see. Second one is no good and out of bounds. So it's going to stay with Unitigo. It's 32-29. I think Bailey's rec specs look a lot better than anything I wore back in the day, that's for sure. 3:50 to go, fourth quarter. It's 32-29. Unitigo with the ball. Morgan Newman, turnaround, off the glass, and good. Big bucket there from Morgan Newman. She has five, and it's back to a 34-29 lead for Unitigo. And a timeout is taken here by Afton with 3:42 to go in the fourth. Again, it is 34-29, a five-point lead for the Unitigo girls over Afton. We'll be right back on CDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at ChirinoInsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. Just over 3.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Afton with the ball out of the timeout. It's 34-29. Unitigo on top of Afton in game one of our doubleheader tonight. Afton with the ball into the paint, stripped there by Bailey Faulkner. She's off to the races. Faulkner down the right side, up off the glass, no good. Rebound for Hazel Hanel. She puts it home. She has 9 points, and Unitigo leads 36-29. Afton up the floor, going left to right. Polizzi with the ball to the right side for Keegan Winans, back across. And off the glass, no good there for Casey East. Rebound on the floor. We're going to have a whistle with 3 minutes to go. Bodies flying everywhere on that loose ball, and let's see who they got it on. I believe this is going to be a foul, yes, on the Afton Lady Crimson Knights. That's going to be on Sam Scullier, so that's her third, team's fourth. Aha, folks, look at this. They have reset the fouls on the game clock, so now it's Afton with three. And Unitigo with two. See, I knew that five up there couldn't be wrong because only a minute had gone by in the fourth quarter. So I don't think they had five fouls. Now a steal here by Keegan Winans of Afton. Winans trying to go coast to coast, off the glass and in. And Keegan Winans with a team-high 12 points, keeping Afton alive 36-31 with 2:35 to go in the fourth quarter. And to the right side, here is Bailey Faulkner back for Hazel Hanel. Pump fakes, gets into the paint. Great step through move. Can't get it to go. Rebound is loose on the floor, and Winans comes away with it after Polizzi with a great save out of bounds. So Afton with 2:20 to go. Passing one across for Casey East, and out of bounds it goes. 2:15 left. Afton needed that possession, but the pass just floats out of bounds and goes back to Unitigo. And now Afton back on defense is going to have to find a way to get another stop here. We come up on 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and Unitigo girls on top on the road at Afton, 36-31. Top of the key here for eighth grader Megan Perry. Perry passing one to the far side. Afton's in the 2-3 zone. Unitigo is content to chew some clock. Here's Hazel Hanel. The jumper is good. Hez now has 11, and it's 38-31 with a minute 50 left. Here is Palizzi. Passes down low, looking for Casey East, and she's fouled. But they're going to say it was on the floor with a minute 45 to go. And so it will be on the floor. And so Winans will have to inbound underneath the basket. And we'll see. A three-pointer would certainly come in handy here for the Lady Crimson Knights. If they could get a clean one off, they'll find a wide-open shot in the corner. It won't go down. There for Olivia Harris-Morris. Hit the rim twice from three-point land, but wouldn't go down. Unitigo with a rebound with a minute and a half left. They lead 38-31. They want to choose some clock here. 20 on the shot clock, a minute 25 on the game clock. Here is Hazel Hanel to the far side, finding Megan Perry. Perry to the right side, still outside the three-point line, 10 on the shot clock. They find Hazel Hanel. Back out for Perry once again, 5 on the shot clock. Jumper this time for Morgan Perry. No good. Rebound, loose on the floor. Unitigo comes away with it. And she looks over to the bench. That was Hazel Hanel, and Bob Z says to pull it back out. 1 minute to go. He wants to chew clock. It's 38-31. Afton's going to have to foul here shortly if they want to keep this game in check. Ball loose, but a steal by Keegan Winans, and then a foul. And so that's going to be the third foul here on Unitigo with 50 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. It's 38-31, and Afton now is going to have to find a way to get a quick basket and then start looking for some steals or some fouls. Winans gets it in, finds Palizzi. Palizzi gets across the timeline, tries to pass down low, it's intercepted. And Unitigo running back down the other way. They find Hazel Hanel up off the glass, can't get it to go. Rebound loose on the floor. Hez cleans it up and puts it in. She's got 13, and it's 40-31 with 30 seconds left. Afton back down the floor, looking to go up off the glass for Casey East. No good. Rebound for Unitigo, and a foul on the play. Nice rebound there by Morgan Perry. With 26 seconds left in the fourth quarter, Unitigo up by 9, 40-31. And they'll look to walk it up the floor here to kill off the rest of this time. Here is Morgan Perry finding Bailey Faulkner at midcourt. Gets one back off for Hazel Hanel to the left side. And Hanel is fouled by Afton with 11 seconds left. 40-31 the score, as Hanel with a game-high 13 points is going to head to the charity stripe. Great game here tonight. I mean, this was a one-point game with 3 to 4 minutes left, and Unitigo just gets some buckets down the stretch, which just get the job done. Hazel Hanel's first foul shot is up and good. So 14 points now for Hez, as the second one is coming here for the Unitigo senior. Second shot up and good. She's got 15. 42-31 the score with 10 seconds left. Fourth quarter, ball tapped out of bounds again as Afton is trying those home run balls. And they'll look to pass in once again. So Afton will look to chew off the rest of this time here. 5 seconds left. What was a one-point game is going to go down for a Unitigo victory, 42-31 from the looks. As let's see, oh, actually, no, it might not be 42-31 because we do have a foul on the floor with 2 seconds left. And this one is going to be on Morgan Newman. And so this will send Madison Riley to the line. Post-game show coming up, where we'll announce our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. And first shot, no good. Therefore, Madison Riley. Going to be some tough choices tonight for our awards. Might have to give out one extra here tonight. Just the way it goes sometimes. Madison Riley at the foul line. Second one off the mark. No good. Rebound on the floor. We got less than a second left. We'll have a jump ball. It's going to stay with Afton. But it's going to be a 42-31 final, it looks like here. All we are waiting for is the final horn as they have 0.8 seconds left. Afton looking to get it in. They will to Palizzi. The shot at the buzzer, no good. 42-31, the Unitigo girls get the victory here on the road at Afton. First game of our doubleheader. Boys game at 7:30, but our postgame show coming up here on WCDL.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. It's the end of our first game here tonight. Our boys' contest will be coming up shortly. Our girls' contest here from Afton. Unitigo escapes with a 42-31 lead, 41-32 win tonight here. It was a tight game, even with about 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. It was about a one-point game. Unitigo with some timely late buckets again to win 42-31. Here's our scoring summary. First tonight for Unitigo, Hessel Hanel with a game-high 15 points. Bailey Faulkner with 9. Megan Perry with 8. Morgan Newman with 5. And you had Megan Fortin with 2. Morgan Perry with 2. And Callie Walker with 1. On the other side for Afton, a team-high 12 points from Keegan Winans. 8 apiece from Paige Palizzi and Samantha Scullier. 2 points from Madison Riley and 1 from Casey East. So that's our scoring summary here tonight. Let's do our postgame awards. The NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award is brought to you, of course, by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give this award tonight to Hazel Hanel of Unitigo, 15 points. Got those buckets when they really needed tonight. So she will be our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner here tonight. The NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance. Our families live, work, and play with your families. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. We'll give that award to Paige Palizzi tonight from Afton. Had a bunch of steals, great rebounds. We just said her name over and over, and I think it was partly her defense that helped keep Afton in the game so late in this contest. So Paige Palizzi from Afton, our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award winner tonight. We'll give out 2 ACO Brands All-Purpose Awards. Of course, ACO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I want to give that to Keegan Winans tonight from Afton with 12 points, as well as Bailey Faulkner from Unitigo with 9 points. Both had tremendous games. Both, I think, deserve it. They will both receive our ACO Brands All-Purpose Award tonight. The boys are warming up now, so we're going to take a quick break, maybe play a few tunes, and we'll be back with our pregame show in just a few minutes. Afton and Unitigo boys, game 2 of our doubleheader here tonight. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the WCDO studios. Again, our final score on the girls' game tonight. Unitigo on the road defeats Afton 42-31. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Nate Lull for WCDO Sports.